Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Zaka concerned with fast depletion of ZESCO units. President Hichilema dismisses claims that mining firms do not pay taxes. And Uganda says it plans to cut external budget support by 84%. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern with the rate at which ZESCO units are depleting. ZACA Executive Director Juba Sakala says many consumers have complained that their electricity units are running out too quickly, with some reporting usage of up to 17 units per day, a situation he describes as unsustainable. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sakala acknowledges that tariff adjustments were implemented but stressed that the pricing structure should not place an excessive burden on ordinary Zambians. He has further called on ZESCO to regularly issue clear updates explaining how electricity units are consumed and calculated. Meanwhile, Mr. Sakala has appealed to ZESCO not to effect any further upward tariff adjustment, noting that the current electricity costs are worsening the already high cost of living.
Because that is worrying thing, because if somebody cannot use 17 units a day just for cooking, I think it's impossible. Somebody just, you know, uses a stove at lunch and at supper, then you're able to consume about 17 units. It's impossible. The maximum that you can consume a day is probably 3 units or less. So that is a concern which I think the utility company should take serious and sit down with the Tukenko team and see what best they can do so that this problem is addressed.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRep, Executive Director Leo Kalioka has called on the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to ensure that the recently procured renal medicines and consumables are promptly delivered to hospitals offering dialysis services. Recently, ZAMSA announced that it had received the first consignment of renal consumables under a 132 million kwacha bulk procurement program aimed at stabilizing dialysis treatment services across the country. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Lioka emphasized the importance of timely and equitable distribution of the medicines to ensure that patients undergoing dialysis receive uninterrupted care. He noted that dialysis is a critical and life-saving service, and therefore all renal medicines and consumables must be consistently available in health facilities to guarantee sustainable and reliable health care delivery. Mr. Lioka further called on the government to strengthen and revamp National Health Insurance Management Authority NIMA services for renal patients, stating that those who cannot afford dialysis can benefit from their NIMA subscriptions. He also advised kidney patients to adhere strictly to their dialysis schedules and regular medical reviews, noting that Zambia has trained renal specialists ready to provide the necessary care.
Renal disease, or kidney disease as it's commonly, referred to, is a chronic condition that requires a frequent, dialysis, especially for patients that are chronically, ill. To remove the debts or the waste products of metabolism from the body, that is usually or ordinarily done or performed by the kidneys. That's the function of the kidneys in the body. But in the case where the kidney is not able to do that, there is a
President Hagainde Hichilema has dismissed claims that mining companies operating in Zambia do not pay taxes, describing such assertions as false. President Hichilema has disclosed that First Quantum Minerals is the largest single taxpayer in the country. Speaking during the 2026 presidential annual greetings for the diplomatic corps held in Lusaka today, Mr. Hichilema said it is foolish to suggest that mining companies do not contribute to the national treasury, noting that taxes paid by the mining sector are critical to national development programs. The taxes collected from the mining sector are channeled towards free education, the Cash for Work program, and the agriculture sector, among other key national initiatives, said President Hichilema. Meanwhile, the president has called for increased trade collaborations with diplomats accredited to Zambia in various sectors of mutual interest. He said Zambia offers significant opportunities in agriculture, energy, and manufacturing, which require strong international partnerships and collaboration.
There's a fallacy in this country that mining companies are not paying taxes. It's not correct. The largest single taxpayer in this country is one mine called First Quantum. The largest single taxpayer. And we as Zambian people are partners in that mine. But yet on the other side, there's an argument that mines are not paying taxes. Since we took office, that mine alone has increased its tax payments to the treasury, supporting our free education policies, supporting our social spending programs, right? Social cash transfer, cash for work, supporting health, supporting other key sectors.
Opposition Green Party leader Peter Senkamba has expressed concern over the heavy presence of cabinet ministers during campaigns for the Kasama mayoral by-elections in Northern Province. Several cabinet ministers, among them Minister of Mines Paul Kabuswe and Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Elvis Nkandu, were seen in Kasama campaigning ahead of the by-election taking place today. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Senkamba questioned why senior government officials had abandoned their official duties in Lusaka to participate in campaign activities that, in his view, should be handled by party structures at district level. It is not wrong for cabinet ministers to help with campaigns, but when more than five ministers are campaigning in one area for an extended period, government work is affected because they are heads of ministers, Mr. Senkamba said. He further argued that the manner in which the UPND government is conducting itself reflects what he describes as normalization of dishonesty in governance.
And these are the things that they condemned every day. During the MMD government, during the PF government. But they're doing exactly, even worse than what others were doing. It all shows that in the UPND, there's a lot of lying. They just tell lies, lip service, malandakana, where they do not do what they say. They have no principle.
In African news, Uganda says it plans to cut external budget support by 84% year-on-year from the start of the next financial year in July. The Finance Ministry announced late on Wednesday that this assistance, which typically comes in the form of loans and grants, is projected to fall from over $586 million to $92.72 million. It did not give a reason for the reduction, but says the government is keen on implementing strategies to boost domestic revenue mobilization. Uganda's economy is experiencing a recovery, with revenue projected to rise by 9% in the 2026-2027 financial year. Coming up shortly, sources say Trump will run strikes to inspire renewed protests. This and for more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
prevent malaria, protect your family from death.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing options against Iran that include targeted strikes on security.